Kayla Ali, and welcome to the Otley Perspective. This is our first episode, and because this is our first episode, and I want you guys to know a little bit about me as well as my knowledge of sports so that you can want to tune in for the rest of the season, I brought with me one of my biggest supporters and also someone that I love very dearly, which is my dad, Andre Ali. So I'm Kayla Ali, that's Andre Ali, the Ali Perspective. You know, it runs in the family, so we had to keep the Ali legacy and name out there. So, welcome, Dad.
Glad to be here, baby.
Yes, yes. So, for those of you who don't know, my brother is 7 years older than me, so I was always dragged to his football and baseball games and basketball, as my dad would know. And I got tired of sitting at the game, and then you and all the other dads and parents talking about football and what's going on, and I had no idea what you guys were talking about. So I decided to go out and do my homework. And then after I did all of that, I came back the next game and I started knowing more and more about sports. And then you guys started saying I reminded them of the little girl from
Remember the Titans.
Yeah. So I became that girl. That was the little girl from Remember the Titans, by always knowing sports. So I really want to say thank you to you, my brother, my mom. Everyone talks about sports in our family. So I hate it not being in the conversation.
Right.
So.
Well, now you take them over.
That's right. But I also do want to thank you, too, because even though I am a female that does like to talk about sports, you've never, like, belittled or try to act like you know more than me. It was always very teachable conversations that led me to where I am now. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Research is the key.
Yes, it is. So, Dad, you are a Bills fan.
All day.
So,
Buffalo.
What are you excited to see with your team?
I'm excited to see the young receivers. We let a top receiver go, but for me, I think he was distracting the show. And it's proven that, well, Mahomes let Hill go, and they still prospered. So I'm looking forward to the young guys stepping up.
And you guys went out, and you guys got Keon Coleman from Florida State, freakishly tall, fast receiver. If I'm not mistaken, he's 6'5", 6'6". Long catch radius. If you look at any of his highlights, man, he has definitely had some outrageous catches, I would say. And with Josh Allen having such a big arm, I can definitely see that being a show-stopping duo. Is there anyone else you're excited to see going into this NFL season? Because I know I have a list of people, and I want to see if our list is
the same. Oh, you have a list of people or teams?
People and teams. Let's say teams first. Let's go to teams. Who would you say are your top two teams besides your beloved Buffalo Bills who you are excited to see?
One, and it's a team I really don't like, but I want to see the Green Bay Packers. Okay. They have all these no-name receivers and this quarterback that came out of nowhere. They were one or two plays away from going all the way.
True.
But that was just inexperience.
Yeah.
So that's a big team that I want to see. And I also want to see the Commanders.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why, but I want to see the Commanders.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I know that might be a shock because of Caleb Williams and the Bears. But I don't know. Like you said, I'm excited to see them, too. And I think that Jaden Daniels just might edge him out just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, it all depends on how the record's going to go.
That's true. So you did take one of my teams that I'm excited to see, which is the Commanders. And I think my second team I'm interested in seeing are the Chicago Bears. And the reason why I'm interested in seeing the Chicago Bears is because, of course, Caleb Williams. And I think they've set him up with a really solid defense. They've also set him up with weapons. My only thing that I'm concerned with the Bears about that I might not trust as much is their coaching staff.
Well, this year they finally picked the guy that they wanted. I still think that Fields was the guy.
I agree.
They didn't
nurture him or.
Well, they didn't pick him.
That's true.
They were given him. Mm-hmm. And then that's why they let him fall to the wayside for me.
I can definitely see that. And I also think that, like, the reason that C.J. Stroud succeeded so much in his rookie year with the Texans was because he had the people around him and then he had the coaching staff. And I think people don't understand just how important the coaching staff and the quarterback has to mesh really well.
Yeah, but they also picked him, too.
That's true.
Because they let the
Panthers.
No, they let the coach go from the year before, which I didn't think they should have let him go.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that.
Because they came on at the end of the season. Yeah. So their defense was already solid. So the problem with them was going to be offense. And like I told you, he was going to be the better quarterback. Me and you debated this.
We did.
And I told you C.J. Stroud was going to be better.
Okay, listen, because as a Carolina Panthers fan,
right,
and someone who loved Bryce Young at Alabama, I still think we made the right decision in going with Bryce. I don't think if we're the Texans or Carolina, no matter who you picked, one was going to be worse off than the others. The reason why I think that, like I said earlier, C.J. had the better team around him and the better coaching staff.
I still think he was a better player, though.
And, well, yeah, you're a Big Ten guy.
Yeah, I am.
So you're going to like the Big Ten players, the Big Ten quarterback, you're going to like them more. I'm an SEC girl, okay? So I got to give the edge to the SEC. And I think that Bryce Young was the right fit for Carolina. I don't think we had the coaching staff, nor did we have the roster to support him.
I give you that. I can see that.
Because when I was so happy to see in the one preseason drive that we did see, did they go down and score a touchdown? Yes. Did he get a lot of yards? Yes. But that is not what made me happy. What made me happy was it was three times he went to go throw the ball and he had a clean pocket. Because it felt like throughout the entire season last year, he did not have a clean pocket.
No, he was on his back a lot looking up.
He was sacked 92 times and still only missed one game. And a lot of people was concerned about his durability because of his size and his frame. Right. But I was like, I didn't think that was going to be such a crutch or a big thing for him because he did play in the SEC, which is one of the most physical, no knock to the Big Ten, right, but still one of the most physical divisions in college football. And he was durable then. So I didn't, now, even though I know the NFL is a whole different animal, it's an entirely different beast. I'm not saying they're on the same level at all.
Right.
But during his, before starting his rookie, he did put on some more weight. And he's even gotten bigger this time, too.
Yes, he has.
So our new head coach is like the quarterback guru.
Right.
He helped Geno Smith.
Yeah.
He helped Baker Mayfield.
Yes, he did. And both of them were subpar at first, and he turned them into something.
And I think with Bryce Young's IQ of the game, his instincts in the game, I think he's going to have a big jump. Now, if we go 5-12, I'll be happy. I think our ceiling is 7-10, and that's just because I don't trust our defense. We let a lot of key pieces on our defense go.
Right, I can see that.
And then guess what team they went to? The Commanders. The Commanders picked up Jeremy Chinn, and they also picked up Frankie Louvu, which were two high-volume players on that defense, and now they're with the Commanders.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as we're talking about the NFL, and it's way too early predictions, who do you think has a chance of winning the Super Bowl?
The road is going through the AFC for the Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
You got four giants for quarterbacks that you have to go through.
Yeah.
And I'm not even counting all of them.
No.
You got four giants that you have to go through. You have to go Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, I mean, what's the guy in San Diego? Not San Diego, L.A. Chargers.
Stafford.
No.
No.
Chargers, not the Rams.
Oh, the Chargers. What is his name? Guy from Oregon.
Yeah. Can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name right now, but I. If
Herbert.
It, Herbert. Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Those are iconics. Now, if Mahomes keep beating these guys in the AFC, he's on top.
That's true.
He's on top. I just believe in AFC more than I believe in NFC for those purposes. Because I think their quarterback play is stronger.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I actually have two teams that, okay, that I can see winning the Super Bowl based off a roster and just based off talent. One is the Baltimore Ravens. I can see this being the year that the Ravens get over the hump. And part of that, I think Lamar is now under pressure.
Right.
You, the MVP, mm-hmm, but you have a losing record in the playoffs. And it's not really his fault because last year they finally gave him some weapons, right, that he could actually use. And I think those weapons were the things that failed him in, yes, the end because, yes, of fumbles and drop passes. So I think if the Ravens can put it all together, I think they have a great roster offensively and defensively. And I love Lamar as quarterback.
They have Achilles heels, though.
They do.
The Pittsburgh Steelers is their Achilles heels. And then no matter what the Steelers record is.
No. But I don't know if I see the Steelers making the playoffs this year to even compete. Or for them to run into each other. So if you take out that Achilles heel.
As if you can take them out, but when have they not made the playoffs?
Yes, but when have they played the Steelers in the playoffs recently?
They haven't.
And I don't necessarily think the Steelers are going to make a big enough jump, even though I think their quarterback situation is way better than it was last year.
But you're saying a jump, so what jump do they have to make?
To win a playoff game.
Well, it depends on who they play.
That's true. Matchups always matter. And then so we'll go back to my second team.
All right.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like the Eagles. They're a fun team for me to watch. Also, you know all the teams I like to watch because I watch everyone in the family team except for the Patriots. Brother, I don't want your team. I don't like your team. Sorry. Sorry. But I like the Eagles. I think Kellen Moore is going to be a great offensive coordinator. So far from what I've been reading from training camps and the preseason, Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts are on the same page.
Okay.
And then I like the fact they went out and got Saquon Barkley.
Penn State,
you know. So I like to see that. And they have a great – this is probably going to be the best offensive line that Saquon Barkley has ever ran behind.
Yeah, you're forgetting about they got a third wide receiver, too, now.
They do have a third wide receiver, Jahan Dotson.
Yes.
From the Commanders. And he's Penn State.
Penn State.
You know, because people were saying, like, maybe they should just go out and get Micah Parsons next. You know, the Penn State connection is there.
Hey,
but I don't know if how we can pull
it. The Knicks did it.
The Knicks have turned into a Villanova.
Yeah, we'll put Penn State in Philly.
Penn State in Philly, because they already said the defense is the Philadelphia Bulldogs, because they went out and got so many Georgia Bulldogs on their defense now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was smart, though.
That was smart. My only issue or thing that I'm scared with the Eagles is linebacker play. I don't know. I don't know if they have a top 20 linebacker core. And I feel like in order to make it to the Super Bowl, you have to have at least a top 20 linebacker core.
The Chiefs ain't have top 20. They just have playmakers that make the right plays at the right time.
That is true. That is true.
Because their defense was suspect all year.
All year.
But Chris Jones, right play, right time.
McDuffie did a great job on the back end, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... The Chiefs are just lucky. The Chiefs are the new Patriots right now. they're the new dynasty in football.
I won't give them the Patriots status yet. I'll give them the 70 Steelers status.
Okay. Okay, okay. I can get with
they
that.
They have
I can
four. Get with that. They got 4 and 5 years.
Okay.
A lot of people might not remember that. They might not be able to remember that. But the Steelers won 4 Super Bowls in 5 years.
Yes, I can.
And it was back to back. Lost one. Back to back.
Okay, I can see that because right now they're trying to three-peat. Right. And we know how hard that is in football.
It's very hard.
Because you injuries and all that other good stuff, you got to be very much mindful of.
Even when the Patriots went for it, I believe they was undefeated.
Yeah.
And they lost that game.
Hey, but I'm just happy that football is back.
I am too. All the way
around. I'm happy that football is back. Are there any rookies that you're excited to see or you think might jump out at you? Because I know we already talked about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, but is there any other rookies?
The guy from Washington, the wide receiver.
Rome Odunze? Yeah. I think I'm saying his name correctly.
Yes, I want to see what he can do.
And he'll be with Caleb Williams with the Bears.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Mine is, I'm going to go on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go Jared Verse, edge rusher from Florida State, and now he's with the Rams.
Okay.
And I love watching him play. He was very explosive coming off the edge. Reminded me of T.J. Watt, Nick Bosa.
Wow.
It like how it's fast and explosive he is. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminded me of. But like I said, NFL is a whole different beast, a whole different.
Right, right.
And then the Rams are trying to rebuild their defensive line. You know, Aaron Donald retired.
Wow.
Pick. So another, listen, my dad is from Pennsylvania. So any Penn State Pitt player, he loves him. He loves him. He loves him. Only thing he's missing is being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He decided to go with the Bills on that one. I still need to know what was it about the Bills that made you say, that's the team I want to root for?
Okay. The first football game I ever watched, it was snowing. There was this guy running against the Jets, and he just so happened to get 2,000 yards that game that sent him over the top. So he was the first person to get 2,000 yards, and that was O.J. Simpson. So that's the first game I ever remember watching. And I've been a Bills fan ever since.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, as a Carolina Panthers fan, you know, we haven't experienced a lot of winning recently, but I'm believing jumping ship. So.
Right. So what made you a Panthers fan?
What made me a Panthers fan was my cousin.
You had the Bills, you had the Steelers, and you had the Patriots in your house.
It was because of my cousin Rashad. Rashad, when you watch this, you inspire all of the sports teams that I liked. I don't know why, but every team he liked, I liked. That's why I root for Oklahoma Sooners. Mm-hmm. That's why I root for the Carolina Panthers. And that is why I root for the Boston Celtics. Don't hate on the Celtics.
I'm a Sixer man, so
I get it. So he was the reason. I don't know. Like I said, I was 8. I picked all my teams at the age of 8. Wow. And those are the 3 teams because I think not too long after that, that's when the Sooners went to the national championship game. I do know what made me a Celtics fan, though. It was partly because of Rashad, but also because his brother was a diehard Kobe fan and a Lakers fan, and I wanted the Celtics to beat the Lakers in 08 for the championship.
Right.
And I was so happy that the Lakers lost. And I was like, I got to go with the team that beat the Lakers. So that's why I went with the Celtics. And respect. I don't believe in jumping ship, whether my team is good, bad, I'm a fan of. And that's how it is. But in my sports sake, I try to be as unbiased as possible.
Right.
And I think you've seen I've been unbiased.
Right. You root for other teams. You root for other people's teams.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of other players that when you love the game so much and you invest your time in watching the sports, it's hard not to like other players or other teams.
You can love to hate, though.
Yes, definitely love to hate. I love to hate the Chiefs. I'm ready for the Chiefs to leave. That's the new team that I want to see.
The new New England is the
team. The new New England. It, And I also think that from people who watch sports as much as we do, how the teams you root for and the teams you don't root for change over time.
Yeah.
Because in basketball, always Celtics, always only looked at the Celtics. But I love to watch the Warriors play.
You got to love it.
Because it's just good basketball. Especially during 15, 16.
I don't think it was good basketball. I think it was bad decision making on the other teams. If okay. they shooting threes, why are you shooting threes? You can't keep up with them.
No.
And you can be, and they can be leading them, and they trying to throw up more threes, and before you know it, they done took a 10-point lead. Now they got a 20-point lead on you, and they flipped 30 points on you. All because you trying to do what they do.
That's true. And also, you can't do that in football either.
No.
And I think we've, one team that I've, and I'm sorry to go back and forth, but that's how we talk about sports. You go from football, basketball, it's all sports. But back to football. And what I want to say about a new team that I like to watch now, the Detroit Lions.
Yes. I've always secretly rooted for them because they've always been
the worst team.
But their coach makes the worst decision.
Oh, man. They should have won that playoff game.
They should have won a lot of games.
It's the two-point conversions when you can just go for the field goal, or it's the going for it on fourth down instead of taking the 3 points. And then when you go back and look at it, if you would have took the 3 points or the field goal, you would have won the game.
But no. Maybe you might not have won the game.
But you can at least overtime.
Right. But it still don't mean you win.
That's true.
So, and the flow of the game, too.
Yeah.
The flow of the game, because some games you don't want to go into overtime if you don't have to.
Understandable. Okay. I see that point of view. I wasn't thinking like that, but see that point of view, understand that point of view. You're right about that. But I still think he takes too many risks.
He does. And one thing I hate to hear is analytics.
The numbers say.
Yeah, no. It's your feeling. It's what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Is more or less what you need to be doing for me.
Understandable.
For me.
I can see that. That's also like the tush push with the Eagles.
Right.
Analytics say go for it every time. But defenses have been able to stop it sooner. Well, not sooner. Have been able to stop it more recently than they have before. So do you continuously do that?
It depends on where you at on the field, too, now.
That is very true.
I mean, if I can kick a field goal and we still in the game or we behind, I'm going to kick a field goal.
And like we talked about teams that we like to watch, teams that we secretly root for. Who's the team that no matter what you don't like?
New England.
Mine is the Cowboys.
Well, /
And I don't know if it's the Cowboys as a team as much as it's the Cowboy fans that I dislike.
Well, I dislike them for a different reason.
What's your reason for disliking them?
Do you really want to know my reason?
No, I'm scared to know your reason, actually.
Okay, my real reason is, and I might not be saying this right, but they had a black quarterback, Reggie Collier.
Mm-hmm.
It was one, and it's an older game. They were getting beat on Thanksgiving. The starting quarterback, they set him down. They put Reggie Collier in, and he ran him right down the field and scored a touchdown. But he was running and throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next series, he's playing wide receiver. Yeah. They never let him back in as quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, that's part one.
Okay.
Okay, my part two is when they had, I can't think of, Quincy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Peyton Manning was getting ready to come out of college, or Eli, one of them two was getting ready to come out of college. They started Quincy Carter. Guess what? Quincy Carter takes them to the playoffs. They was and when they get to the playoffs, they lose. Next season, they cut him and said that he was on drugs from game one.
Okay.
But why didn't you get rid of him game one? Because you didn't think he was going to win any games, and then you was going to get a top draft pick like the way you got Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on them.
Okay. My, I didn't know that. So thank you for that history, because you just taught me a lot in the last minute and a half. So I really do appreciate that, because I didn't know that. My reasoning for not liking the Cowboys is just the fans.
Yeah.
I like realistic fans. I hate sometimes when fans are like, we're going to the Super Bowl. And it's like, are y'all really though? Like, some people can say, like, I think if you're an Eagles fan, if you're a 49ers fan, if you're a Chiefs fan, I think, like, those three teams, even if you're a Ravens fan, I feel like if you say our team is going to the Super Bowl, I have to be like, okay, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, but they have no proof in the pudding.
Right, right, right. But they did sign CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
And I was surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
I definitely didn't think Jerry Jones was going to give him the amount of money that he wanted. And now he's the second highest non-quarterback.
Yeah, but he's still got two more people to pay.
He does. And they're going to run into a similar situation of what the 49ers are going through, because Brandon Ayuk wants to be paid. And now Trent Williams is saying he's not going to come to practice or anything else until they extend him. Wow. He want his money.
Well, but they're good because Purdy ain't getting no money yet.
But they're already $38.6 million.
Upside down?
Upside down.
Wow.
And they have two people that want big bucks.
It's not going to work. Well, they might take a page out of the Warriors. Maybe they're making that kind of money out there.
Maybe. But when the Warriors did that, the Warriors were still top five most gross, I think it's gross revenue.
Right.
They were worth at that point like billions and billions. Like, they were top five.
Right, right.
I don't know if the 49ers got that kind of money to do that, but we'll see.
Yeah,
because you want to win Super Bowl, and they're like, they're right there. Every year, they're right there. And then that one injury happened. I still think if their linebacker didn't tear his ACL on the sideline, it would have been a different story.
He geeked himself up for that one.
He really did. He really did. That's why I hate when injuries happen in the playoffs. Like, if that's the one thing in sports that I could prevent,
right?
That's the one thing I.
But that's what makes it sports.
That's true.
Because that's the next man up.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, that next man up, think they be ready.
Yeah, they're not ready.
And then when thousands of people looking at you, millions of people looking at you online, and you thinking about it, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's not the same. It's not the same. But I am excited for this NFL season. I think it's going to be a really good NFL season. And I think we're going to have a lot of surprises. Some players that, like how Puka Nacua came out of nowhere, right, and became the best rookie of all time in reception and receiving yards.
Yeah, and
no one had that on their bingo card.
I don't think there's going to be a lopsided. I think it's going to be close. I think the AFC and the NFC is going to be, the top teams are all going to be close.
Yeah.
Everybody's still going to be jockeying at week 12, week 13, week 14.
I definitely see that. Every team is good now. And what I mean by that is, I know every team isn't like the upper echelon of NFL, but I don't think you're going to have those teams that are completely trash anymore.
The Patriots. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
They let their best defensive player, well, some people say that Judon was their second best defensive player because they feel like Gonzalez, the rookie DB, mm-hmm, was probably the better defensive player. But I think they both go their 1A, 1B
right
type. But they let them go to the Falcons. And then the Falcons signed Justin Simmons from the Broncos. So now they're going to have Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates.
Wow.
In the back with Matthew Judon.
It all depends on what the quarterbacks do.
They got Kirk. Kirk is good in the regular season, though.
They got Penix.
And they got Penix. I think Penix throws one of the prettiest balls.
That's because he's left-handed. You're not used to seeing it come out like that.
But as an Alabama fan, I saw Tua do it a lot.
That's why I'm saying that. Thought you slid that one in? No. No.
Hey, don't sleep on Tua. Don't sleep on Tua. Tua's doing good things in Miami.
Except for when he played the Bills.
Except for when he played the Bills. But those are always really good games, though. That's a matchup that I like to see during, because you never know how you, it's always going to come down. Well, I do know, you do know what's going to happen. It's going to come down to the wire. Whoever has the ball last.
No, that's not true.
I feel like in the last two years.
So yeah. That's 8 games.
Yeah.
So they're 1-7 in the last 8 games against Buffalo.
And but they be close games.
We don't even want to stretch it out even farther than that, but we'll leave that for another day.
But they're always good games. They're good competitive games, okay?
Well, they might be good, but when I mean, a rivalry is when it's even. When it's not, it's lopsided, it's not a rivalry.
Okay, that's understandable. That's understandable, saying. You know? Let's talk about, so we talked about NFL. Let's talk about college.
All right. So who are you running with?
I'm not going to lie, this college season, I'm scared. But I'm scared in a good way, because I think that I don't think there's going to be one team that's going to be head and shoulders above everybody. You know how in like the last couple of years, Georgia has just been better than everybody else. And then before Georgia, it was Alabama. And then you had you could never sleep on Ohio State or Michigan. I think with how teams have moved, and now it's no longer necessarily the Power Five, but the Power Four now.
Right.
I think everything is going to be more competitive.
I think it was more competitive on the top side.
Yeah.
They were top heavy.
Right.
Now, I don't know how the SEC plans on doing it, but the Big Ten... it's just one big roster all the way down.
There's no
conference. There's no East West. There's none of that anymore.
None of the conferences are doing that anymore.
Okay, so just top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Okay.
Top to bottom. And then with the SEC adding Texas and Oklahoma, as an Oklahoma fan, I am terrified. And the reason why I am terrified, because our Achilles heel in Oklahoma, since I've been watching, has always been our defense. And Brent Venables has been doing, like, the 2 years that he has been there, our defense has progressively gotten better. But do I think our defense is going to make a big enough jump from year 2 to 3 to where we're going to be highly competitive in the SEC? I don't know. And then we're going to have a brand new quarterback in Jackson Arnold.
Okay.
So I'm also a little nervous about that, because in the bowl game that he played in, and that was his first time starting, he threw a lot of picks against Arizona.
Right.
And then Arizona destroyed our defense.
Yeah, but see, most bowl games, I don't take the bottom echelon's bowl games as a top team losing, because players don't want to play.
Opt outs.
Not even just opt out. If you think you're supposed to make it to the national championship game and you don't show up. There's prime examples when the year that Alabama didn't make it and played, you ran into Utah. I want to say it was Utah.
It was Oklahoma.
It was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, and Oklahoma beat them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they didn't, because they weren't where they thought they were supposed to be.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was Jerry Judy. That next year, that's when he went out. So that wide receiver room was crazy, because they had Henry Ruggs, Jerry Judy, Smitty, Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
And it was, his name is escaping me right now, but they had 4 really good wide receivers. And then they didn't go to the national championship, and then they lost to Oklahoma in that bowl game. But and then with the expansion of the playoffs.
Right, so you can actually probably lose up to 3 games.
I think they're going to cap it at 2.
No.
You think they're going to cap it at 3?
It depends on who the teams are.
That's true.
Because it depends on 2 things. who the teams are and where they play at. All right. You love the SEC.
I do.
But let the SEC have to play a game in California.
We saw how the Rose Bowl went.
Right. They won't take half the stadium.
No.
But let them go to the Georgia Dome. Even New Orleans, they'd do it. But they're not going no farther than that.
I get that. It's all about revenue.
No, but no, okay, no. That's why you, okay. It's a quick question. Who you think, what college football team you think generates the most revenue?
I would either say Notre Dame or Michigan.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm one of those, because yeah. Notre Dame has fans everywhere.
Yes.
They do. Ohio State ain't far behind.
No, I can see Ohio State too. Though the Big Ten has some of the best fan bases, if yeah. not some of the top 10 fan bases.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you was in Ohio,
yes.
When you went to the Browns game last year?
Yes, I did.
And who did the Browns play?
The Ravens.
The Ravens. And the Ravens aren't far from Cleveland.
No.
Were there a lot of Raven fans in the stands?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen when the Cowboys play somebody?
Yes.
If they play the Steelers and you close your eyes in Cowboys Stadium, who's the home team?
The Steelers.
Okay.
But the Steelers are like that wherever they go.
But no. The Steelers don't take over the Browns when they go play them.
But it's still a lot of Steelers fans.
Yeah, but they won't take over the Browns Stadium.
No, they won't take no. And that's a rivalry. That's like,
yeah, but they won't come like to Buffalo each other. And take over the stadium either.
No, they won't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. But it's a difference.
Understand.
I tell a lot of people that they kind of look at me like I'm crazy, but those fans up there are different.
They really are.
They are different.
My time in Ohio showed me a lot. And one of the things is like how diehard they are about their schools and their professional sports teams.
Yes.
Because I am from South Carolina, but I don't root for Clemson nor South Carolina. So like when I told people that, they're like, so you live in South Carolina, you're like, none of the South Carolina teams. I'm like, I like South Carolina State. Well, right. Other than that, no. But no, they Ohio to the day they die, Ohio State. And if you like Michigan and you're from Ohio State, they are definitely side-eyeing you and trying to figure out what went wrong.
Right, right.
And they are brownies till they die.
Yeah, and they still Indians too.
Yeah.
Guardians. Yeah. But they're still Indians.
And also with college football, I'm excited. Not excited. I'm interested in seeing the non-Nick Saban era at Alabama.
Well, I'm excited to see a playoff game every week, at least 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Because of the competition and the teams now.
Do you think there are any sleeper college teams that are going to shock people? And I know it's way too early to tell because you don't get a preseason in college football. So it's just a lot of reading up on things and seeing what people have at practices and spring games and fall games.
I don't know if you can call it sleeper. I'm a diehard Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, they only lost 2 games.
Yeah.
To the same 2 teams,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State and Michigan. So we'll see what happens this year.
That's part of the reason why I am excited they expanded the football playoffs, because you're going to get to see 2 lost teams that are really good.
Right.
But
right.
They just have their Achilles heels.
Right.
But that's like Tennessee and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They can't beat Bama.
No.
And then they always lose to a team that's supposed to beat. So every year it's the same thing. They lose to a team that they're supposed to beat, and then they lose to Bama. And then now they're out.
Yeah.
And then this year, that's not going to be the case.
No.
I also think, like I said, I'm not a Carolina nor a Clemson fan, but I think South Carolina might be pretty decent this year.
And as long as that O-line is all right.
That's their only thing. I think from what I've read so far, they're going to have good depth defensively. They're going to have good running backs, but their wide receiver core is, nobody really knows them. And their offensive line, are we going to do the same thing that we did last year and not give quarterbacks? Because I think Spencer Rattler got a bad look because his numbers weren't as great, but he didn't have the offensive line.
Right, he was running for his life.
Every week he was running for his life. And that hurt his draft stock. But I think he ended up in the right place in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But I think their quarterback, Lenore Sellers, from South Florence High School, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a quality college quarterback.
I do too.
So if they can have a decent O-line, I can see them shocking a few teams in the SEC. I still think Bama's going to beat them. But
I don't know. They beat Bama before.
They have. And then Kellen Daber, I hope I'm saying his last name correct. He is an offensive genius. We've seen what he did with Michael Penix. And because Penix was at Indiana, went to Washington, kind of changed his mechanics, footwork, all that stuff. He was a Heisman candidate.
Yes, he was.
We've seen how he can produce quality wide receivers college. Yeah. Cause they had good, like, they weren't like really big names, but mm-hmm. they were good wide receivers. Your guy.
Right.
Rome mm-hmm. Odunze. He was one of those guys. So it'll be really interesting to see because I also think that the quarterback Milro has a really good deep ball.
Right.
He has a really good deep ball. And I think Kellen can help create more plays for him to do deep balls. And then they have a freshman that has been shocking everybody because he, you know how normally now kids go to college early.
Right.
He didn't because he was only a junior. He reclassed to come out earlier. So he's only 17 years old.
Wow.
And they already saying that he's starting. He's going to be a starter. And his teammates are giving him nothing but praise, saying that his demeanor, his attitude, his playmaking abilities, and don't say that he's 17. They're saying he's years ahead of where they thought he was going to be mm-hmm. because he didn't start that semester before and he's just now getting on campus and he's already turning heads. Wow. So it's going to be exciting to see how they use him. Yeah, you know, Washington had a good offensive line. So I trust the offense. The defense, because Nick Saban was a defensive specialist. So it's going to be interesting to see how the defense looks now. And then they lost one of their best defensive player in Caleb Downs at safety. Mm-hmm. He went to Ohio State.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. That did hurt. That did sting because he had such a great year as a freshman. But he said he left Alabama because he wanted to focus on being a DB and not a safety, mm-hmm. even though he had a great year as a safety. But at Ohio State, he's still a safety. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm excited for this college season, and I'm excited to just be able to watch football.
Yeah, me too.
Because if nothing's on TV, you can turn on a football game.
Yeah.
And the first game of the season got us all started to a good high. Florida State getting upset by Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Even though I don't necessarily feel like it was an upset. And the reason why I say that is because Florida State lost so many people to the draft. And Georgia State was never a horrible team to me, like watching them over the years. Their offense was just always suspect. Georgia Tech. What did I say?
State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has always been suspect offensively. But that defensive line was really, really good on Saturday.
That's all right. I didn't catch that game, but you gave me a good play-by-play.
That was a really good I felt like Florida State lost that game because they didn't abandon the run game soon enough. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't let DJ just throw the ball. But a lot of people say he struggles with throwing the ball.
Right.
But that one drive that they just let him throw the ball, he went 5 for 5 and scored a touchdown. Mm. So I think sometimes players get bad reps because of coach play calling.
Play calling, yeah. Play calling.
Play calling is either going to help or hurt you.
All day.
And sometimes it hurts.
Yes. Ask Seattle. That's for another day, but ask Seattle.
Yes, that's definitely for another day because that I know they're still hurt by that. Yeah. I know every time they see Pete, really Pete. Really? Or I don't know who made that audible or changed the play. Maybe Pete said it and then Russell was like, no, that's... But anyway, that's definitely one of the calls that you said. What are you doing?
Yeah. What was this?
So, because we got a few more minutes, I want to talk to you about what has been some of your favorite sports moments that you've witnessed over the course of your life.
I was in San Francisco at the game when they had the catch.
Oh, wow.
I was actually there.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I was also in Oakland when the earthquake happened. It's on the field.
Okay, those are really cool sports moments. Those are really cool sports moments. Mine is not a joyful one for me because my very first NFL game, I went to Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm not going to lie, I did cry when I saw Cam Newton run out that tunnel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a tear. I was just so happy to be there, and I'm seeing Superman, you know? Mm-hmm. Tear fell down mine a little bit. But I watched an NFL record be broken that day. And it was Julio Jones breaking the most receiving yards in the game.
Mm, wow.
So, I wasn't happy about that, but it was really cool.
To be there
and to say that I was there when that happened.
Okay, what about being on the field when your college team wins the Black College Football Championship against Deion Sanders?
When I say that... was such a crazy experience. So I was a cheerleader at SC State all 4 years. Loved it. I'm going to be a Bulldog to the day that I die. And we were such underdogs. No one expected us to win. Only people who graduated from SC State or had family that played for SC State thought that we even had a chance to win that game.
Right.
But I went into that game saying we're going to win, and let me tell you a story why.
All right.
So, in college, a lot of my guy friends were on the football team because I did ESPN Orangeburg, so I would have to interview these players. Then I even had my own sports talk show on campus while I was there. So I would do Player of the Week, and I would get these players to come talk to me. So I became friends with a lot of them.
Right.
One of them being Dakobe Durant, who is now LA Ram. And I remember talking to him 2 days before the game, and I said, Kobe, give it to me straight. Do we have a chance? Do we have a chance? And he looked at me, he said, we're going to win. And I said,
what?
I said, for real? He said, when we look at film and on tape, they're not doing anything we have not seen. So we are going in prepared. And everyone's locked in. He said, I don't see us losing. And I was like, I've never heard you be that confident about any other team that I've asked that. Like, he said it with so much conviction, I had no choice but to say, we're going to go win this game. And I was a little nervous because when Jackson State first got the ball, they marched right down the field and scored a touchdown. Yeah, and I was like, maybe he was overconfident. I don't know. maybe he was. But after that, they locked in. And seeing how the crowd shifted too.
Yeah.
From being, because Jackson State took over. They took over that stadium.
Not the whole stadium.
Not the whole stadium, but a lot of it.
They took over a lot of it. A lot of people don't know that was the highest rated game that was on that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that stadium was filled to capacity.
It was. They even started opening up sections that they had closed.
Yes.
Because everyone wanted to be at that game. Yes. And then no one, the pregame announced, no one believed we were going to. And it wasn't the fact that we didn't even win by a little bit. Like, we dominated that game.
Yes.
And no one expected it. And, like, that made it so much better and, like, so much enjoyable. Yeah. Because it was like, we believed in us, mm-hmm. and we know what we could do. So that really was a great moment. And then there's a picture of me from ESPN, and I'm screaming my head off. And I'm like, ah! That really was a great experience. And sharing that with, like, my teammates and then people that, you know, you've been in college together 3 or 4 years, and you're coming up on that time of your college journey ending.
Right.
So it was like a last hurrah.
Yes.
And what better way to go out than the HBCU National Championship?
Yes.
So I'm glad you brought that up. And shout out to all the players from SC State that are in the NFL. Kobe, I heard that his coach really likes what he's been doing going into his third year. Sean McVay had a lot of good things to say about him. So I support all HBCU players in the NFL. I think HBCUs have a lot of football talent.
Yeah,
and they get overlooked. It's slowly starting to change, but it's far from where it needs to be.
Right.
So I'm always do my part in highlighting HBCU athletes. That's part of the reason why I wish Deion would have stayed a little bit longer. But,
yeah,
I understand. I still understand why he did what he did.
I just wish he would have stayed on this coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Going all the way to Colorado really was.
I mean, because you're trying to get the kids from the hood to go out there.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother ball game out there.
Speaking of Deion, what do you think Colorado is going to do this year?
We got 42 new players. 42, but the Pac-10 then went way down.
Yeah. They're still going to have a couple teams out there. Utah.
Yeah. But
Arizona.
So-so.
But Arizona has a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
And they have a really good wide receiver. And they've been playing together since high school. Wow. So, and I saw that chemistry when they beat Oklahoma. I was like, golly. So that's why I say you can't sleep on Arizona.
Right.
And then I also, their first game of the season, they're going to be against South Dakota State. Now, I know South Dakota State is just an FCS
team.
That's a
trap game.
You can't sleep on that. That's a well-coached group of football players.
North and South Dakota State.
North and South Dakota State. Yeah. And it's so weird how, like, the FCS best are like Montana State.
Well, Montana stay up there. Montana and who's the other team out? They got two names. They on the East Coast. They always in the FCS.
I don't know that one.
Man, it'll come to me.
Okay. But yeah, that's going to be, this season is going to be exciting. I'm excited about it. Even the couple of high school football games I've seen, I'm excited about that too. I'm just excited about football. I don't know if you can tell.
Yes, I can tell. Yep. Early Saturday game day.
I try to wake up right at 11:30. I only get 30 minutes. I can just watch them pick the teams and then we get right on into it. And y'all, I always try to find a 12 o'clock, a 3:30 and a 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, but now it's going to be confusing.
It's going to be very confusing.
Because there are going to be a lot of good games.
October 12th is going to be that day because it's like four really good games going on that day. You're going to have Alabama and South Carolina. You're going to have LSU and Ole Miss. That's going to be interesting. I think that's going to be a lot of offense in that game. Then you're going to have USC Notre Dame.
Nah, they playing early.
I could be wrong, but I'm thinking it's USC Notre Dame.
That might be right because they're in a different conference now.
Yes.
They won't play that last game anymore.
That new alignment is kind of.
So Notre Dame's still independent.
Yes. Yes. But see, when you have all the fans and the money and all that good stuff, you could do that. You could do that. You could do that. You could do that. But thank you so much for being here for my first episode.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I figured that me and him have such good sports conversations that my first conversation should be with him so that you guys can kind of see my knowledge of the game so far. But we really only got about football. And we really only talked about football. Mentioned basketball here and there. But further on in the more episodes, we're going to talk about NBA, WNBA, because I know it's going to be a lot of controversy going around the WNBA.
Yeah, it's getting down to the wire now, playoff time.
And I have a lot of thoughts on that. Just because I don't like some of the commentary that has been going around about the WNBA. And I think it's unfair to a lot of the players.
Yes, me too.
And you know everyone's going to be talking about Rookie of the Year. So we're definitely going to have a sit-down, thorough talk about that. I don't know who will be my guest on that show. I might do one off of me. Because I got a lot to say.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna back you guys with facts, not opinions, but facts. That's the Ollie perspective. It's facts, not opinions. Okay, and you're gonna learn that more and more as we go throughout, and you're gonna see more episodes. So I hope you stick with me. And I hope you enjoy my perspective as well, my dad's perspective, you know. Yes,
thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And we're gonna do this again.
Oh, yes.
We're going to do this again. Since we talked about NFL season, we're going to come back at the end of the NFL season. I'm going to have you come back and we can discuss, see if some of our takes were right.
Right.
Or if some of them were wrong.
Some got it on camera. You can't have convenient amnesia that day.
I will have. Because we'll probably have the video put back in when I said this. And I'm like, well, you're right. But once again, I'm Kayla Ali, and this is the Ali Perspective, and I hope to see you next time.